two very great First Friday openings for the month of March. We'll have anybody and everybody absolutely appreciative of the talent that we have here on the Kenai Peninsula. It's been developed from other people who were talented, and now as the new generation of artists display their work, while it makes me feel old, it also makes me very proud of the shoulders on the giants of people that we stand on. I'm talking right now with Daisy, who was a Daisy Jackson of the famous Bobby Jackson family and Harold Jackson. And tell me about your art here tonight and the show.
So my art here tonight is just kind of a welcome to spring, and I wanted to take time out of my winter to really develop my personal style and push it just a little bit farther and kind of rebuild what I love to do. And so I love my garden. My grandma taught me to garden. My mom taught me to garden. I love harvesting food out of my garden, bringing it into my home and eating it with my family on a table that is full of pottery. And so this show has a lot of things that I love to be shared with people that I love, and there's a lot of growth here, and I have a lot of flower imagery. I also have a lot of earth tone colors and wood accents to go along with everything that I have displayed here, and it's been a really cool experience to just kind of slow down and rebuild what I have had just this love for since I took Stephanie Cox's ceramics class at Sohai.
You have a magnificent talent. I'm sure Stephanie will appreciate the kudo. Where along the line of being in the garden with your grandma and your mom and organizing your home in boxes so that every place has it, where did the art thing kick in that you knew this is what you wanted to do?
I think that I just come from a long line of women who taught me that it was important to have beauty in our home and around us all the time. And I grew up just loving doing craft projects with my mom and spending time with them outside and seeing the beauty, especially that Alaska has to offer, just instilled this desire to create. I love making things, and art has really given me that pathway. So when I was in high school, I knew for sure this is what I want to do. I want to do art, and I want to share it with other people. And being able to do that successfully now as an adult, as a grown up, has just been really fulfilling for me.
This is the result of the tax dollars that we spend on education, of the family work that we do, so that we can have the next generation here. There isn't any better feeling for people as old as I am to see the investment that we made and the fruit that it's bearing. Now, this is a joint show over at the Kenai Art Center, and Morgan is here. Morgan, what do you have on display?
Hi, so I have both pottery as well as some of my paintings here today and for the whole month. So some of my pottery, kind of talking about our theme, Secret Garden, which is something that has been forgotten, and we're bringing new life into it. So I have some cups here that have been fixed with a method that the Japanese use called kintsugi. It's got my own spin on it. I've done it a little differently, but you still have those beautiful gold streaks on cups that were at one point broken that are very much not now. And I also have quite a few paintings here that are, there are a lot of birds. I love birds and I love nature. And something that I do in all of my art since I've learned properly how to make art is the reflection of nature in art. And that, I think, sings and comes together well with Daisy and her gardening and her love for nature and all of those things. And our art is just very conducive together.
Well, here you go, looking at that beautifully glazed cup and thinking that that was a hunk of dirt, okay? Obviously, you like playing in the dirt,
yes.
But you have turned dirt, as when we were created out of the elements of dirt, into a beautiful thing like that that is also very utilitarian. How does that make you feel when you're doing that process?
Oh, everything tastes better out of it, for one. But it makes me very proud, and it makes me very... Oh, it's hard to explain. But something that I can hold from, I've seen it start to finish, from raw materials into a shape that is delicate into something that is shining and beautiful, is just really special.
How did you learn the skill?
I learned in high school as well. I always had a knack for it, but I had some really fantastic teachers. I am born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah, suburb of, and I found myself up here in Alaska, and that's really where I was able to refine my skills. I found the Kenai Potters Guild, and I had some excellent mentorship and some friendships there.
We call it coming home.
definitely. I came home. I found
those of us who immigrated to Alaska simply came home. It's a beautiful art show. You're not going to want to miss it. Is it going to be on display the whole month of March?
Yes, the whole month.
Come on over. Unfortunately, you missed meeting the artists, but there was a great turnout here to meet these two generation of artists here at the Kenai Art Guild. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that dirty sound of KSRM.